The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4FM.
One of the big, I'm going to say one of the big stories in relation to homelessness, in relation to the banks and how they're treating the general public, it's back on the cards again. And TD John McGuinness got a round of applause yesterday in the chambers. Good afternoon to you, John. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Well, you got a round of applause in the chambers yesterday, and this is obviously in relation to vulture funds and legislation that needs to be brought in to contain this problem. Now, it was announced, of course, that the Permanent TSB confirmed that it sold many loans, 10,700 home loans, a portfolio of them, non-performing loans, they call them, to vulture funds. And, I mean, what can we do to stop this from happening? Of course, the vulture funds are ruthless when it comes to collecting their money, whereas the banks obviously have more of a moral dilemma to deal with when they deal with the general public.
I think that the banks are drilling down into their home loan portfolio and they're trying to bring about resolution. But if you're on the wrong side of the bank, they're just as bad as the vulture funds. And that's why they're regulated. But the vulture funds are not regulated. There's no PTSB are selling on this particular loan book, and there is no guarantee that the loans that are sold will carry the same degree of protection as if they were sold to a regulated entity.
Okay, is that the same as, for example, I got a letter the other day from my own bank, I'm Bank of Scotland, for my mortgage, and I got a letter the other day to say that my loan or my mortgage is being sold on to Pepper. Now, at the moment, it's collected by Pepper, but it's being sold on to Pepper in September. Now, there's nothing I can do about it. I believe there's nothing I can do about it, even though my contract originally was with Bank of Scotland. But, of course, Pepper are an Australian company, as far as I know, who are based down in Shannon here in Ireland. So, I mean, where does that leave people whose loans have been sold or loans are being sold? It doesn't necessarily mean they're distressed loans.
It runs the risk of being sold on again to another unregulated entity, another vulture fund. And these vulture funds demand payment and demand it promptly. And obviously, the reason why loans are being sold on is because the mortgage is in distress for one reason or another. So we have to go back to the sale of these loans and ensure that the bill which I proposed would allow the loans to be sold to agencies approved by the government with ethical funds in place and thereby protect them on a sustained basis in their homes, because if you don't perform for the vultures, they simply go to court with you. And there's very little engagement between the vulture fund itself and the person holding the mortgage. And they don't come before the finance committee. They've refused to. They're not regulated. And as a result of that, the government need to take steps immediately to recall the Dáil, to discuss that bill, and to put in place the appropriate level of protections for people that find themselves in a position where the loan is being sold, and indeed to ensure that the bill which I proposed is passed and enacted.
Okay, and to clarify, these loans are being purchased for, in some cases, a third of their value. So, you know, it could be 30 cent in the euro in many cases, whereby it would be just as easy for the bank to turn around to the buyer and say, well, look, we can give you this for 30% of the value, and the buyer could benefit from it.
Why is it that the banks must sell to vulture funds at these discounted rates, and that they cannot do a deal with Irish people or people living in Ireland at the same rate and allow them to stay in their own homes? It is foreign investment funds that are benefiting from the sale.
Why can't the state set up an organisation similar to the way we set up NAMA many years ago, right? And the state said NAMA is probably not the best example to give for moral values, but however, as we did with NAMA many years ago, set up a state that would protect the citizens, i.e. if you find yourself in trouble with your mortgage, that the state then buys that mortgage from the bank or whatever financial institution it happens to be at, say, 50% of the rate. The state then rents the property back to the buyer. When the buyer passes on, the state then has the property and can put it on its own property portfolio and sell it off.
That is what my bill, the bill that I have before the Dáil, which was written by Ed Honan, who's at the coalface of all of these issues, that's what is before the Dáil at present. And it is that will save people and keep them in their own homes and do away with the need for vulture funds that are simply taking the profits from the state and putting people in further distress and dilemma, because they will be, their homes will be repossessed.
And then, we have to rehouse these people anyway, which is going to cost the state money in the long term.
They'll go on to a housing list where there's 130,000 people waiting to be housed. We have a homeless crisis. And what we're doing is, by sitting on our hands, and that's what the government is doing, we're allowing these vulture funds to get away with the profits, to get away with these homes, and we're adding to the crisis that is already out of control. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, I know Pascal Donoghue said that he said the decisions to sell off thousands of mortgages held by the bank was made by the European Central Bank. And basically they demanded that banks reduce the level of what they call non-performing loan books. And we can understand why banks maybe want to offload some of these non-performing mortgages.
You can agree with all of that. It's how it's being done is the question. Mm. And what is happening is that the homeowner and the person holding the mortgage is being totally forgotten in this, and there's an acceptance that those funds from abroad can purchase and make huge profits from what's going on. And all I'm asking is that the Dáil will be recalled, we debate this, we debate the bill, and we put in place a saving mechanism, a mechanism that will save those people that are currently being threatened in the context of owning their own home. It just isn't morally right.
I mean, has nobody challenged this? By the way, I mean, I don't know the legal ramifications, John. You would know it better than I do. But has nobody challenged it? Say in my particular case, and we can use me as an example. I know Bank of Scotland, going back many years ago, sold off 85% of their loans to Pepper. Now they're selling off the rest of them to Pepper, right? So they basically want to get out of Ireland completely. But has nobody challenged it and said, well, hold on for a second. I'm the buyer. I signed a contract with Bank of Scotland, with Permanent TSB, with Bank of Ireland, or whoever it happens to be, and that's who my contract is with. And if the regulations or the banking regulations that we currently have at the moment and the way that we treat people are set out to the financial institutions, anybody then purchasing that loan must adhere to those same banking regulations, because that's part of the contract you signed.
Yes, but the entities that they're being sold onto are not regulated, and these people are ending up in courts constantly with vulture funds who are ignoring the rights of the individual and are simply focused on breaking that individual so that they can then sell on that mortgage and continue to do it.
But can we not legislate to stop banks from selling it to organisations who are not regulated and say, look, we've no problem with you selling on your loan book, but you have to sell it to somebody, you know, who has to comply with equal regulations that you had to comply with when that person signed up for that mortgage?
Yes, and that's the ethical fund that I'm speaking of, and that's the legislation that is before the Dáil at present.
But that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
There isn't a willingness on the side of the government to enact or have a debate and enact that legislation. And the only answer to the vulture funds is to rid the country of them and to replace them with an ethically funded agency that can do just what you describe.
I mean, I did read a story there yesterday, and I know it's an isolated incident, anecdotal story of a woman who found herself in a car accident. She couldn't pay her mortgage, agreed to pay $200 a month, and she had a guarantee that the money to clear the complete mortgage and settle it was coming, because she had a claim, obviously, out of the accident she was in. But this, obviously, she couldn't go to work because she was in a very bad car accident in the hospital for 6 months. But she agreed to pay it off in full as soon as she got her claim, but her mortgage was sold and the house was taken from her, which I found to be outrageous.
Yeah, but the reason for that is because the European Central Bank is putting huge pressure on the central bank and the banks here in Ireland to reduce their exposure to these bad loans to 5% of their loan book. And at the moment, it could be 16 or 20% of their loan book. With PTSB, I think it's 25. So we need a mechanism in place to intervene where the vulture funds are cleaning up and causing such havoc. And as I said, there's a reluctance on the side of government to do it. But I, as a member of the opposition, and as someone that has dealt with vulture funds through the Finance Committee in terms of their activities, I believe firmly that the state has to take control of this before further damage is done to society.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed. And I wish you best of luck, John. I hope it works well for you. All right, there you go. TD John McGuinness from Fianna Fáil, out there trying to help people who are losing their homes to the banks. And I know a lot of people are texting in. They're in that situation as we speak. Loads and loads of people texting in at 535-44. I want to go, if I can, who I'd go to? Malachy, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Malachy?
Good afternoon,
Malachy. you know, I understand, and I know where you're going to come from with this. If you're not paying, sure, what's the? You shouldn't be allowed to keep your house. You signed a contract, and I know where that's where you're going to go here, right? But in saying that, you know, different people are in different circumstances. If they're out of a house, then, well, then the state has to provide housing for them. So either way, the state's going to cost the state money. All John is trying to do is set up an agency that will then buy these rather than the vulture funds buying them.
Well, firstly, it's a pity that John is gone, because when he was in government, they had an opportunity to deal with this. Instead of setting up NAMA, they should have set up something similar to the ACC or the ICC, which was the Agricultural Credit Corporation, or the Industrial Credit Corporation, which were banks set up initially in this state to fund the growth of agriculture and industry. And there were lending banks. They were shut down and it was all privatised. That's what should have happened. And, you know, it's political points, Gordon, looking for the Dáil to be recalled. Nonsense. The Dáil has no power in this. The European Central Bank has made the decision. The banks have to get rid of their loan books, which are not performing, or have to have them down to a certain percentage. Now, and people get all emotive when they hear about, oh, people being taken to court. The whole process in being brought to court from not paying your mortgage, and we're talking about people who stopped paying their mortgage in 2008 when this economy collapsed. We're now in 2018. And all of, if anybody goes down to the county registrar in any circuit court around the country, they will hear a whole list of cases. And if they listen to them, they'll find that people, firstly, haven't paid or paid very little money for many, many years. Now, there will always be odd cases where the case that you said, where somebody was waiting on a claim for a crash and couldn't walk and that. They are very
that
few.
Was that was 2016 she had the crash. Yeah.
Very few.
And her mortgage was sold, I think it mentioned Lone Star or one of those.
Well, Lone Star owns most of the... But the banks have always sold mortgages. One of the reasons we ended up...
But if they're selling a loan, but hang on, if a vulture fund come in here, right, and buy a loan book out, okay, they're a business, and I understand that. That's how they operate. That's how they make money. They're a profitable organisation, right? Well, they also get charity status too, which is beyond me, but whatever. So they go in here and they buy these loans for 30 to 40 cent in the euro. Why can't the bank offer that loan to the person who owns the house at 30 to 40 cent
in the euro? Well, they should, but the difficulty there is, if somebody hasn't got the money to pay the mortgage to start with, where are they going to get the 30, 40 or 40% to buy the mortgage?
Well, they may be able to afford payments if you're basing it on 30 cents in euro.
You see, that they still have to borrow the money somewhere. And if the first bank wants out of the mortgage, then some other bank has to lend you the 30 or 40%. And if your credit rating is so bad because you haven't been paying your mortgage, then nobody's going to lend you that money.
Well, Terence makes a good point in a text here. He says, now, the minute the bank sells the property that's defaulted for 30 cents, as you say, the whole country would just stop paying their mortgages.
Yeah,
because they would be rewarded by defaulting. That's why the bank cannot give the defaulter the offer, they give the vulture fund. So a simple law making local authorities buy the houses in their areas. So
people need to actually understand what a mortgage is.
Oh, it's a loan. We know it's a loan.
It's not a loan, no. A mortgage is a sale of a property. You sell your house to the bank subject to the equity of redemption, which in layman's terms means as long as you keep paying your mortgage and pay it off, the bank will then transfer the house back to you. And that's what a mortgage
It's like everything else. You don't own it until you pay the last payment. Absolutely.
Well, in fact, you've actually... The bank owns it, yes. Till it's all paid, you don't own it. Now, again, I mean, I see these cases.
But some of these mortgages have been sold, and these are not even mortgages that are in distress.
Well, you see, if they're not in distress, then they can't come. Once you conform to your obligations under,
I gave the example to John about Bank of Scotland, for example, right? I'm currently with Bank of Scotland. They sold off 85% of their mortgages.
Yes,
go back 4 years.
Bank of Scotland want to get out of Ireland.
Yeah, and they're now selling the rest of them before September.
Once you're performing on your mortgage, it doesn't matter who owns it.
But the problem is they're selling it to an unregulated entity.
It doesn't matter. And that's a matter for the state to regulate all of the banks.
Well, John has just said that the state can't regulate some of these entities and some of these investment companies.
We were told that the regulator, when this whole thing collapsed in 2008, it was because the regulator wasn't doing his job and we'd saw
he was asleep at the wheel, yeah.
And we were told, well, I don't think he was. I think he was actually following government policy, which was soft-touch regulation, and the banks were being allowed to do what they wanted. But we're now 10 years past that. The economy now, according to the figures, unemployment has gone from 15% down to 5%.
But there are still, yeah, but you, that's fair enough, Malachy, right? But there are a lot of people, I understand this, in 2006, for example, 2005, they bought a home. Their mortgage was 1,500 quid a month, right?
Yeah.
They were in good jobs, earning over 1,000 a month, which was grand. They could sustain that mortgage. It was great. They lost their jobs. They've now regained employment, as you rightly said. You know, a lot of people are back at work again, but they're not getting 1,000 anymore. They're now only getting 500. They're now only getting 600. They can't afford that mortgage they borrowed in 2006 because we lived in a false economy. So what are we supposed to do?
Well,
just take their houses off them?
To take the current bank, PTSB, who are, have sold this load of loans. Initially, they were including ones where people had split mortgages and who had done a deal. They have been removed from it. So this is purely relating to loans where people haven't engaged with the bank. And there were, I mean, I got some very good deals for people from PTSB on split mortgages, where they're very happy. And in fact, they're paying less than they would be if they were renting somewhere on a split mortgage. So the deals were there to be done. But if people didn't engage, you know, because the end result of that is that you, for instance, or any of your other listeners, are paying a higher mortgage interest rate with those bad loans there because the banks still have to make money or still want to make money.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there for a second because Edward, you're on. Oh, whatever, I'll come back to Edward in a second. Let's take a break anyway. You can text us at 53544. That's 53544. After the break as well, I do want to talk to you about this granny grant. Maybe I'll ask Malachy about that before we go into the break. The granny grant, the austerity lines. The Independent Alliance are now suggesting they give €1,000 a year to grandparents for childcare costs if they're looking after grandchildren. What a nonsense. Malachy, I'm sure you've read the story.
Well, I heard that story, but shouldn't we be going back to, and you remember this when you started out working, that when you had a child, you got an increased tax allowance.
That's right, yeah.
They done away with that. But we should be bringing that
back. What are you getting now? If you have a child and a parent at home, you get €800 tax allowance a year, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's eight.
But, I mean, if you're on welfare, for instance, you get an extra 20 quid or something when you have a child. Mm. But yet, if you're working, there's no difference in your pay packet.
No. Well, actually, let me go to Edward before I go to the break. Edward, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Edward?
Hey, lads, how are you? I was trying to actually ask you a question while John was on. A lot of people seem to forget that the banks were also the very ones who jumped on to people going, you don't have enough money in your account there. There's an extra 20 grand, or you've only 5 grand in your overdraft. There's another 35 grand. You're not spending enough. The banks did all that to people as well and helped them get into trouble. Now, okay, people didn't have to take it, but in the times when the money was there, everyone was taking it because everyone was able to pay their loans back.
You have to admit, we were all a little bit greedy. We were.
But hold on, some of us also we worked very hard, and some of us got a bad old sting. And as you know yourself, Niall, if you were in business and the people who had money decided to pull the plug like they did on certain people like me and other people, you were doomed. However, the question I wanted to ask, say on a loan, if you had an outstanding loan with the bank, and you've done a deal with the bank, you've paid them a certain amount over a period of time, have the bank got the right to sell on your loan to Intrum? Because that's what AIB have done to me. I had a loan, and back in the day when it was an unsecured loan, I was told by many people, tell them to go, you can't pay it, and just it'll be gone in 5 years. But me, I decided, no, do you know what I'll do? I took out the loan, and I'll stand over it, and I'll pay it off. So I rearranged an amount every month, and I have done since 2010 to pay off the loan. It's come down very little, but AIB have sold the loan to Intrum, and Intrum are now on all the time trying to bully me into clearing off the loan, and they threaten you from one end of the day to another. Now, is that fair?
Well, is it fair, Malik? It's not really when somebody's making an effort, is it?
It's not fair, no, but they are legally entitled to sell on those loans.
But then why are they still legally entitled to take the money out of the agreement would you have?
Well,
you agreed to take 100 quid off me till the loan was cleared. I've never missed a payment.
Yeah.
I've kept it up. And in the meantime, they've sold us the
Yeah, well, I mean, you should be trying to enforce that agreement with them. But, I mean,
I actually want them to take me to court.
People sometimes, you know, they say, right, well, we're going to pay the bank, say you owe them 10 grand, you paid them. You think you're settling it for 3 or 4, but they never actually get anything that says that this is in full and final settlement. You know, and that's
so
what
they
have
Malachy,
to do.
Can I ask you, would I be right in waiting for them to take me to court and go in front of a judge to show them? And I keep asking them, if you're not happy with me, the effort I'm making to clear off this loan, send me a letter. But they won't.
Yeah, well, they have to put it in writing to you. But you should You should write to them and tell them you're complying with the agreement that you had with AIB or whatever bank it was.
Right.
And
really appreciate that, right?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Edward. Okay. Short and sweet. All right. Okay. Listen, Malachy, thank you very much indeed. And I know a lot of people are texting in relation to this, but your argument is that don't be panicking. If you are in a deal with the bank, if you are, you know, making an effort, if you are communicating with the bank, the chances are this is not going to happen to you, that you believe this is only happening to people who are making no effort whatsoever.
Well, it is. I mean, if you go down to courts, you will see. And if you look at their, and I mean, the first thing, if you get a civil bill from a bank, on the first return day, it'll not, in Dublin, it won't have a return day for 6 or 8 months to start with. So if you got served with a civil bill today, it's issued today, for instance, it won't have a return date till maybe February. And on the first return day, you will get an automatic practice direction adjournment for 6 months. That'll bring you to almost this time next year. And you won't have paid a penny in that. Now, there has
to be. So basically, if you suddenly stop paying your mortgage in this country, well, let me just clarify this. If you suddenly stop paying your mortgage in this country, realistically, you're not looking at being kicked out of your house probably for at least 3 or 4 years.
At least.
So what you're saying is the banks have to have some way of getting this money back, or some of this money back.
If they don't have the possibility of repossessing the house, why should anybody pay their mortgage?
I understand that, but I do go back to the example I gave you, that a lot of people in mortgages now bought those mortgages or signed up for those mortgages in a false economy where we had a lot more money.
Yeah, but now there are people who bought houses who should have never bought houses.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's the reality. And that's the state's fault, because there was a huge lack of social housing. You know, the social housing problem didn't start with the economic crash. It started way before that, because people who would have normally went into council properties...
We're all out buying private houses all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, we're buying apartments all over the world.
Ah, sure, look, I know I was doing a property show on the radio at the time back in 2004, and we had people, you know, from the inner city and everywhere owning apartments over in Portugal and Marbella. Yeah, people, there was there seemed to be money to burn. Listen, Malachy, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate it.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4 FM.